Today's Patmos Report is entitled, We Be Kings and Priests Unto God. And the scripture of focus is Revelation chapter 1, verse 6. And I quote, And hath made us kings and priests unto God and his Father, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. This verse is a continuation of the sentence before it. Make a note, if you are a member of the seven churches, God's church, and the seven spirits reside in you, God's spirit, you are a king of this earth right now. Why? Because when we look at verse 6 here, we find the Lord hath made us, as in past tense, kings and priests unto God. What? You don't feel like a king in this world? Neither did the Lord Jesus Christ when he was here. He's been there, done that. And if the world treated him like the scum of the earth, it will certainly treat you likewise. But the world doesn't treat you so badly, you say. Do you get along with just about everyone? I wonder. The Son of God said, If the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. If ye were of the world would love his own. But because ye are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hateth you. You can look that up in John chapter 15, verses 18 through 19. My friend, if you ain't got no enemies in this world as a believer, though you may have some for being a jerk, let me suggest you are just a religious hypocrite, a play actor like the Pharisees, Sadducees, Herodians, Baptists, Methodists, Mormons, Roman Catholics, etc., 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 ad infinitum ad nauseam. Ad infinitum ad nauseam is fancy Latin for, and the list goes on forever and ever until it'll make you puke. Friend, take heed if you are a member of God's church, because there is no need and no commandment to join yourself to another, especially the aforementioned state churches, the 501c3 bunch. And if you don't know what that means, maybe you just better look it up. If you want to know how the world treated Jesus, you'll have to look at your Savior while he trod this terrestrial ball. The king and high priest, the Lord Jesus Christ, was greeted by the Jews' high priest with spits and hits, entertained by Israel's Herod the king in mockery, and stripped naked by Rome's governor Pilate. Pilate also crowned him with thorns, enthroned him upright and nailed him to a cross, and offered him a cup of sour wine to quench his thirst before he died of Roman hospitality. Then the governor's last courtesy was to pay him tribute by presenting him a scepter into his heart. So now you know what the world thinks of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and you too. Revelation chapter 1, 6 and chapter 5, 10. And the world is waiting to honor you in the same way if they get a chance. One may ask, if we don't rule and reign as kings and priests in this life, who will we rule and reign over in eternity? The answer is simple. The rebellious, who are imprisoned in the lake of fire forever. But that takes no time at all, because there is no time in eternity. They'll just be simmering on the back burner out of sight and out of mind while we glory in the light of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so, until we meet again in this life or in the eternal life to come, remember, God loves you. Read your Bible. Maranatha!